Friends, good evening, and we are back with another exciting talk in the virtual popular talk series organized by National Remote Sensing Center Hyderabad during World Space Week 2020. As promised, our present speaker, Mr. Vinod Bothle, Deputy Director, Data Processing Area, National Remote Sensing Center, is here to talk about how the satellite data is processed for further use and applications. Mr. Vinod, please.
Hello, everyone. National Remote Sensing Center, NRSC, is one of the prime centers of Indian Space Research Organization situated at Hyderabad. It is responsible for acquiring remote sensing data from satellites, processing them, and disseminating to the users. The data is acquired by satellite in optical, infrared, thermal infrared, and microwave region of electromagnetic spectrum. These data have a special resolutions varying from submeter to hundreds of meters to serve the users spread across the globe. We have a data reception station at Shadnagar near Hyderabad for acquiring the data from Indian remote sensing satellites as well as foreign satellites. We acquire and process 24 Indian satellites and 9 foreign satellites every day. The major Indian satellites include ResourceSat series, CartoSat series, OceanSat and ArriSat series of satellites. The primary step in providing data to the users is to plan and program the satellite's payload to image their area of interest. This is carried out on a daily basis and are prioritized based on the satellite coverage and the availability of satellites, ground stations, apart from the specific user's request. Apart from Shadnagar, Hyderabad, we also have received data at Antarctica, Jodhpur and international ground stations. These data are transferred to Shadnagar for processing. Raw data from satellite received through ground stations are down-converted and demodulated. The data is normally received in S, X or Ka band depending upon the volume of data to be handled. Ka band has the highest data reception rate while S band has the lowest. Before satellite transmits the signals to the ground, the data is compressed, encrypted, randomized, packetized and finally modulated. Hence, after signal are received on the ground, the pre-processing involves undoing all these processes by reverse conversion or transformations. It is challenging as it is almost to be done in real time. It becomes more complicated when reception rate is higher as bulk of data is received and to be processed in real time. This raw data is stored in IMGOS, that is Integrated Multi-Mission Ground Segment for Earth Observation Facility. The data along with the attitude and orbit information is then handed over to the next level satellite data processing. It comprises of two fundamental image processing procedures known as radiometric and geometric corrections. Radiometric correction refers to the procedures to minimize distortions in the image pixels, atmospheric effects, striping, random noise and scan line dropouts. Atmospheric effects is known to systematically elevate pixel values due to preferential scattering of shorter wavelength bands, particularly in the visible region of electromagnetic spectrum, while random noise normally results from unpredictable and unsystematic performance of satellite sensor or data transmission. Image striping is mainly a result of detector calibration problems, while scan line dropouts are caused by signal losses from specific detectors. You may be aware, remote sensing satellites orbit the Earth in north-south direction. Since Earth is rotating in east-west direction, while satellite is imaging, the acquired image is skewed. Hence, this is systematically corrected. Also, Earth is spherical and hence we need to account for Earth's curvature. To accomplish this, image is projected to a plane using map projection and datum. Now, user can order the required data through user order processing system. It is the UOPS. It's an online website. User can search for his area of interest through the browse images, through interactive menus, by selecting the parameters like location, time period, satellite or sensors. The user request automatically flows into the system and fetches the corresponding raw and ancillary data for further processing. The data is radiometrically and geometrically corrected to generate a user product. But any such requirement for value addition is also made subsequently. The value addition in data products include the generation of merged and Mosaic products. Satellite data is acquired in both black and white and colored bands, which correspond to red, green, blue, near-infrared wavelengths. The spatial resolution of black and white band is generally better than the color bands. The merged product is generated by combining the spatial and spectral characteristics in a single product. The mosaic product refers to a number of images combined to cover a large area of interest. In addition to data, products are utilized to generate next level products, which facilitate in easier interpretation of satellite data. One such value-added product is also called as Normalized Difference Vegetation Index, NDVI, which helps to assess vegetation cover over any area. NRC generates fortnightly NDVI products of varying resolutions from 56 meter to 1 kilometer from different sensors and is disseminated through Bhuvan. It also has got a product which is for the entire world, global product. The next step in processing chain is the data qualification. The data format and systematic type of quality parameters get automatically verified, and subsequently the user product gets checked at the manual product quality control center. If the data product meets the quality specification, the product is cleared for dispatch. If it does not meet the quality specification, the product gets reprocessed with appropriate solutions and is further subjected to quality assessment before dissemination to the user. The most prominent mode of data dissemination is through secure FTP, and hence user get an intimation through mail when the product is ready for download. The user requests are classified as regular request or emergency request. Any standard products will be serviced in 24 hours, while the lead time for emergency request is 2 hours. For example, for disasters, it's like an emergency request. In addition, users can also opt for subscription request. In this context, users receive their area of interest as soon as they acquire. But this does not go for a quality check. NRC also supports national and state disaster management authorities during various phases. For example, pre-disaster phase, during the disaster, or post-December, by providing the required satellite images through its disaster management support system. The requests from International Charter of Disaster are also serviced very promptly to support the disasters worldwide. NRSC is also the data hub for Landsat and Sentinel satellites, and it is disseminated through a new portal called Bhuniti. So now Bhuniti becomes a single window for data dissemination for Indian region with support of multiple satellite data providers. National Remote Sensing Center has established and operationalized a unique calibration and validation facility in IMGOS complex at Shadnagar to cater to the calibration needs of optical and microwave sensors. When the satellites are launched, the sensors on board need to be calibrated to get the desired performance. All the satellite payload is tested on ground. Here, payload means satellite cameras. This payload may undergo minute changes while its journey from land to space. Additionally, behavior of electronic components in space may also vary than we expected. Hence, initial phase operations are carried out before declaring the satellite operational. This will fine-tune the payload performance, where calibration site plays a critical role. It is worthwhile to mention that the entire workflow from planning to the processing to the quality check to the dissemination is entirely automated, and this is monitored by the enterprise monitoring and control. This helps to maintain the turnaround time for the generating the products. Thank you very much for your attention. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vinod, for such informative talk about different steps involved in data processing. This virtual celebration of World Space Week this year is due to current pandemic situation all over the world. Our next speaker tomorrow will talk about the effect of pandemic. Keep listening. I, Rajshree Bhotle, signing off for today with a promise to bring another popular talk tomorrow in national language Hindi. Namaskar. Take care. Jai Hind.